We are joined this morning for our nonprofit spotlight by Amy Kimberly, Executive Director of Carbondale Arts. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, just want to ask you about the show opening tomorrow at the Launchpad.
Vantage Points. It looks beautiful in there. It's with Patricia Ringer and sculpture by Laura Thorne. And yeah, I think people are going to be really surprised and delighted when they walk in there.
Pretty exciting, and the big event tomorrow night at the Launchpad. Speaking of launches, there is a new Carbondale Creative District website that is just now launching. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is very exciting. The Carbondale Creative District was officially certified in June, and we are now launching the first phase of people understanding who and what we are and who the creatives in our town are. That's really what this website does. It houses the creative industry inventory, so you will be able to go to it and search for artists, seamstresses, designers, architects, I mean, a wide array of people, as well as like health and wellness and local food production.
So awesome. And so for folks who don't know about the Carbondale Creative District, this goes beyond just the kind of organizing side to also have the potential to speak to issues like housing. And I wanted to ask you about the event you're attending this weekend.
That's right. I have suddenly become a housing expert, but it's fascinating stuff. And it's due to Governor Hickenlooper's initiative, Space to Create, where he's building, they're doing 9 projects in rural Colorado over the next 10 years. Carbondale area is eligible next year. So we have a team of people working towards an application for Space to Create. The Space to Create initiative is looking for a multi-use project that also has affordable live workspace housing attached to it. And
love
as
it.
We know, housing is an issue everywhere. So I'm headed there to Telluride this weekend. It's the Telluride Ideas Fest. And they are looking at the subject is housing, and it has a regional bent. So I'm representing our area.
Oh, that's great, Amy, and definitely say hello to our friends from KOTO Radio down there if you see them.
That's right.
And so then another big exciting thing that's happening is this mobile makerspace. What's the story with it? Rosie Bell?
That's Rosie Bell, the mobile makerspace. She's a beautiful Laidlaw bus that we've had, but we are just about to begin the retrofit process. It's very exciting. So we have the design. People should stay tuned. We're going to be doing our first crowdfunding campaign, but we feel it's a project that is just, people want to be part of it. It first off honors Ro Mead, who was my predecessor and who was really loved here and really was passionate about school education, especially in public schools. It is going to run, I mean, it can go to Rifle, Parachute, places where there is great need. They don't have all the resources we have here. So it's very exciting, and they're very excited. They've been part of the planning process. Places like Jazz Aspen, they want to use the bus to do their beat lab, to take it up and down the valley. So I know that once Rosie Bell is created, a lot of people are going to want to use her. She'll have technology in there. She can do music recording, film editing. We're hoping for screen printers, laser cutters. It's going to be awesome.
Well, and I love that you mentioned Ro Mead, because, of course, public education was a big part of her priorities. And this is also interesting timing, because the Crystal River Elementary School has been going through some transformations of its own. But you're really working to kind of potentially build a new model for relationships between creative district and local schools.
Yes, this is a project that I am just so excited about. Our Crystal River Elementary School has been struggling for a while to determine which direction to go. And Matt, their principal, along with Rick Holt, heard me talking about the creative district on the radio. And it just inspired something in Rick that maybe this was a process that would really work at the Crystal River Elementary School. So next week, we start the process. I can't say for sure what the process is, and that's the beauty of it. We're going to gather and have teachers vision what a creative learning school would mean. And they already are going to more project-based education. So at the state level, they're really excited. This is the first project in Colorado where a school is aligning with the creative district. So we'll get a lot of support there, I think, and we'll all learn what this process is and where it can take us. So I can't wait.
Next week during the pledge drive, I'll have a new RFSD Superintendent Rob Stein on the program next week on local news. So I will, if I can, I will definitely bring up creative districts and we'll see what he says about that too. Cause obviously we need buy-in from the high up leadership in the school district. But it's so cool that you can kind of start getting things going on the local level without some big, blessing from the powers that be. And, the other thing I want to ask you about is the Artway. The Carbondale Rotary Club is now working on some stuff with Derail Park.
Yeah, it's been incredible. Brett Meredith, who works for Raft, is in charge of the trail. I went to him like 2 years ago and said, hey, let's make this an art way. It'd be a great way for people to attract people to our town just for the day and come in and learn who we are. It's a creative placemaking project, which is a big buzzword out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically it's a linear park that runs the 1 mile in Carbondale. And so we, first Rafter was like, cool, that's a great idea, Amy. When you get money, we'll just be supportive. You can have the land. Well, within those 2 years, Rafter committed to a master plan that they invested in, and we now have a master plan, and they have gotten a grant for $180,000 to do soft surface trail and a single track. And now people are just coming to us, businesses. The Rotary approached Brett about taking over the park, the Gateway Park, which is going to be called Derail Park. It's right at 133 in the entrance of the Rio Grande Trail. And so they are raising money, and we're going to start the design process in a couple weeks. And we'll probably see that park up and going in the spring. We also have a Latino folk art garden that I'm starting the planning with the Valley Settlement Project in that community in late November. And we're hoping to implement that in the spring. I haven't found money exactly yet, but I've got grants out there. And I just think it's amazing. Like, businesses are coming and finding sections and wanting to help make those things happen. There'll also be a youth art park that we're looking for people to sponsor.
Well, with all the support that Carbondale Arts has and all of the love and the cherishing that we have for Mountain Fair and the other activities that you guys are responsible for, it does seem like, even in the case of Crystal River Elementary, sometimes a little bit of radio airtime can help get the word out.
Yeah. I mean, that was an amazing story. And I think it's an amazing time we live in the 21st century, where we don't have to explain why creativity is important and the arts are important. It used to be, I spent all my time explaining, well, why is this important, And so while it's a little crazy out there, in some ways, there are just incredibly hopeful and wonderful things happening.
Well, I hope Katie and Kay can be a more active member of the Creative District, inventory here in the community. And I want to ask you, I know that you're a big supporter of Katie and Kay. I heard you call in and pledge during Billy Bob's Revenge earlier this week. So if we're trying to ask folks right now to call us at 963-0139 and support Katie and Kay, what would you say to them about why that's so important?
Well, Carbondale Arts, as we're now known, has been a huge business supporter as well of Katie and Kay. And I'd like to say we're going to continue that this year, because we feel these airwaves are important and they do connect us and they get information out that is important and they allow creativity and freedom. I know so many kids that have grown up here on Katie and Kay. They are absolutely some of my most favorite adults, and they are the ones that are holding the spirit of the community for the future. And they're doing it. They are participating. They are part of this community. And I really think that KDNK is a huge part of that. So we are big supporters. I'm going to lay down the gauntlet for a business challenge whenever you need it, sometime in the next couple weeks. And we just hope people keep this station thriving. And we hope you guys start broadcasting live from the heart of the Carbondale Creative District.
Amy Kimberly, Carbondale Arts, online at carbondalearts.com, with that big opening at the launch pad tomorrow called Vantage Points. Thanks so much for sitting down with us this morning.
Thank you.